freshman Sharif Fuda didn't watch the whole debate, but says the parts he did watch were enough to sway his vote.
The debate was a good opportunity to just see what each candidate was like. And having watched it, I think it just pushed me towards Biden more.
Fuda was born in the United States, but moved to Qatar when he was 8 years old. Fuda came back to America 3 months ago to start college at Penn State and says he didn't really have an opinion about either candidate before the debate. After watching Trump and Biden go head-to-head, Fuda says he will either vote for Biden or not vote at all in the first presidential election where he is old enough to vote. Throughout the debate, Fuda found himself questioning a lot of what Trump said. He did some fact-checking afterward and decided not to believe the president's attacks.
I feel like Trump's lost credibility over the years since he is our president. And just listening to Trump say things about Biden, I kind of just dismissed most of the things he said as not true.
Fuda found Trump's interruptions funny, but thought they reflected badly on him. Fuda believed Biden acted more like a president and won, despite the differing beliefs he saw on social media. Unlike Fuda, senior psychology major Tahrir Farouk thought nobody won the debate.
I think like both of them really didn't handle themselves well. I did have like a bit of like high expectations because, you know, now's the time to like debate, really show your like true colors, but they really, both of them like blew it.
Farouk is the treasurer of Penn State's chapter of Turning Point USA, a right-leaning organization aimed at college students. Farouk says she supports Trump, but thinks the way he handled himself was unprofessional. Farouk believes Trump would have won easily if he'd let Biden speak more. But the debate didn't change Farouk's intentions to vote for Trump. Farouk says she agrees with him on the economy, immigration, and taxes.
He aligns with my political views, and I always tell this to everyone, like, it's a policy over personality. I do, like, support his policy. He seems to be, like, the only president that, like, stands his ground.
Freshman Jacob Melizio's vote also remained unchanged after the debate. The double major in public relations and theater studies still plans to vote for Biden. Melizio thinks Biden exceeded expectations Tuesday night.
Joe, honestly, he did way better than I thought he was going to do. I was kind of nervous. But I was impressed. I thought he pulled through. He was clear in his points. He was concise. And I thought he did a great job.
Melizio says Trump dominated the debate, but through inappropriate comments and personal attacks. Melizio says the next president must address racial tensions, protect LGBTQ rights, and most importantly, restore peace within the United States.
I think over the past 4 years, we have been so polarized and it's gotten really ugly. So I think Joe Biden will be able to heal this nation and bring them back together.
The next presidential debate is scheduled for October 15th in Miami, and the single vice presidential debate will be October 7th in Salt Lake City. For WPSU, I'm Andrew Destin in State College.